I'm on the fourth floor of a historic building in downtown Cheyenne. It looks like you might expect, except for the black and white photographs of old Wyoming hanging on its walls.
This is a lesbian wedding from the 1930s.
That's Sarah Burlingame. She's the executive director of the LGBTQ advocacy group Wyoming Equality. The photos are hanging up in her corner office.
Look at her hand clenching her neck. Mm-hmm. And look at this minxy little girl with her cigarette. They're all smoking like Lord's bastards, you know? They're all like breaking hard.
Burlingame says the photos are meant to serve as a reminder.
We've always been here.
We meaning queer people and here meaning Wyoming. Burlingame moved to the state 20 years ago this fall.
We moved here in August and Matthew's body was found in October.
She's talking about Matthew Shepard. He was a gay student at the University of Wyoming. In 1998, he was beaten and tortured outside of Laramie. He died a few days later from severe head injuries, and the brutality of his death shocked the nation.
Folks think about Wyoming, and they think about Matthew Shepard's murder, and that is just a reality.
She wants to put Wyoming on the map for something else. She'd like to see it join a growing number of states that have across-the-board protections for LGBTQ people.
When you subvert someone's expectation, people pay attention.
And Wyoming needs a selling point right now. The state lost 25,000 jobs after its most recent energy bust. Eric Trowbridge sees the tech industry as a possible white knight.
The beautiful thing about the tech industry, it's not going away.
Trowbridge is a Cheyenne local and the founder of the Array School of Technology and Design. He says there's a reason cities are doing whatever they can to attract companies like Amazon and Google.
What industry has not yet been touched by technology? So if you're able to create a technology hub, you literally are putting this like beating heart of people spewing ideas into every single industry, agriculture, military, retail.
But in order for that to happen, Trowbridge agrees with Sarah Burlingame. Wyoming needs to work on its reputation.
People know Wyoming for killing gays.
He came face to face with that reality when he established his school in 2014. He was trying to hire instructors, and his top candidate was someone he'd worked with during his time at Apple.
I remember calling him up, and the first question, you know, out of his mouth was, well, so what is the LGBTQ community like in Wyoming?
The candidate was not impressed with his answer. And that's when Trowbridge knew he had a problem. He turned to Google to find a local LGBTQ advocacy group. That search led him to Wyoming Equality and Sarah Burlingame. Now the two of them are working together. Burlingame says it's a unique partnership because their goal is to convince lawmakers that a statewide non-discrimination law makes economic sense.
I mean, I think folks need to connect with the economic reality that if we don't pass non-discrimination, we're leaving money on the table.
Burlingame says statewide protections would both reaffirm and welcome queer people and make Wyoming stand out to the tech industry. In other words, if you pass it, jobs will come. But Bunky Laux doesn't see it that way. He's a Republican state representative.
I don't want to give ammunition for people to sue people over things that might be perceived, might be real or not.
Many of his colleagues in the legislature agree with him. They see a non-discrimination law as just another regulation for small business owners. Laux says Wyoming already comes across as friendly to businesses anyway, thanks to its low cost of living and taxation. He also says Wyoming is friendly to queer people.
I've heard from some of the LGBT people themselves that say that it's not. I just don't buy into that.
He might not, but Wyoming Governor Matt Mead's Economic Diversity Initiative does. The group identified a non-discrimination law as a key recommendation if the state wants to appear open for business. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.